Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by General Motors, its craftsmen and dealers who give meaning to the GM mark of excellence. Here's Don Meany.
Trucking Employers Incorporated met to consider carrying out its earlier lockout threat against 250,000 Teamsters if the hit-and-run strikes continue. Talks, which resumed last night in the struck radio and television industry, will continue today. The three networks are maintaining their schedules mainly with supervisory personnel, and efforts to prevent a national railroad strike, scheduled for next Thursday, continue today in Washington. The number of dead are now counted at 50, and there may be more in a South Korean air disaster. An air transport carrying 11 South Korean military men crashed into a crowded slum area of Seoul. The pilot, evidently struggling with engine trouble, managed to avert a high school in his path, which was full of students, just before the plane hit the ground and burst into fire. More news after this message from General Motors.
In every General Motors car inspection, we spin test bearings, X-ray engines, check electrical systems, and perform more than 2,000 other quality checks before we put on the GM mark of excellence. But just because we build quality in doesn't mean we take the excitement out. In fact, at General Motors, we build more sports cars, more fun cars, more precision road machines than anyone else in the world. So if you're looking for the kind of quality that's fun to drive, look to the GM mark of excellence on every Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, Opel Kadett, and Cadillac. Look to the GM mark of excellence. Once again, Don Meany.
Vice President Humphrey is on the last stop of his European tour today in Brussels, and his reception in the Belgian capital so far has been in sharp contrast to the stormy anti-American demonstrations against him in other cities, especially Paris, yesterday. Humphrey lunched with the King and Queen after the Belgian Prime Minister met him at the airport with words of praise for aid given to his country by the United States during and after two world wars. The Red Guards are on the march again in Communist China. Here is a report from John Rich, NBC News in Tokyo.
About 100 Red Guard students demonstrated outside Peking's foreign ministry today, calling for the overthrow of Foreign Minister Chen Yi. Reports from China say the students demanded that Chen Yi apologize to Chairman Mao for not carrying out the Cultural Revolution properly. For several days past, Chen Yi has been attacked in Red Guard posters for suppressing the Cultural Revolution. Last week, in talks with Japanese visitors, he admitted the attacks but shrugged them off. In the past, Chen Yi has been defended by Premier Zhou Enlai. The drive against President Liu Shaoqi continues, with newspapers quoting Chairman Mao as calling on party cadres to join actively in destroying him. The Peking People's Daily carries an editorial blaming President Liu for stirring up Red Guards to attack some party people while he protects the minority of the party cadres. John Rich, NBC News, Tokyo.
A resumption of manned space flights by the Soviet Union has been predicted by Yuri Gagarin, the first man ever to fly in space. Marking the sixth anniversary of his flight, Gagarin has written an article saying that Russia will soon put a man or men in space for the first time in 2 years, and that the mission will be the longest and perhaps most dangerous his nation has ever attempted. The South Korean government says it will observe a 24-hour truce on Buddha's birthday, May 23rd. American forces indicate they will go along with it, but reluctantly, because the enemy can use the occasion to move supplies. For the second day in a row, an American warship has been hit by communist shore batteries, this time the destroyer Turner Joy, with one man wounded. More in a moment.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Guy says to me the other day, "Hey, Phil, what's so great about the little State Farm bumper sticker you're always talking about?" I said, "Friend, that sticker stands for State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Thick protection and low rates. Fast, friendly claim service wherever you go." I said, "Do you realize over 13,000 State Farm agents and claim representatives are behind that little sticker? What do you think of that?" He said, "Sounds a little crowded."
There's been a report from Damascus this morning that Syrian anti-aircraft guns were firing at hostile planes, but witnesses say they've seen no Israeli planes in the area. Otherwise, there's a skittish truce today between the two nations after yesterday's outbreak of military action on the ground and in the air. This is Don Meany, NBC News in New York. ¶¶
Don't move, just leave your gun out, here's on a tip. Lean back and stay a while now, here's on a tip.
Hello there, George Skinner here with Monitor 67, which covers the weekend world from A to Z and starts this half hour with Mr. C, Perry Como, that is, with his latest Stop and Think It Over.
Why don't you stop and think it over before you say it's over because it'll never be over for me? Why don't you stop? Think it over before you say it's over because it'll never be over for me. Think of all the happy times we knew, all the memories I shared with you. Why don't you stop and think it over before? Out the door and say goodbye. Isn't what we had worth one more try?
Why don't you stop and think it over before you say it's over because it'll never be over for me?
I just don't know.
In a few moments, the latest from the world of auto racing in Sport of Speed.
And best personal regards, sincerely, etc., etc. Now, read that back to me, Miss Jones.
Miss Jones.
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Now, here's Mel Allen.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint for news, views, and results from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the many service stations from coast to coast that carry a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Right now, I want to tell you something of real interest to all sports car fans. For the fourth straight year, the refiners of Pennsylvania Motor Oils are making rally kits available for sports car clubs. Each kit contains six big, highly visible red and black checkpoint signs, plus two sheets of red and black gummed windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100. And something new has been added this year. Along with the checkpoint signs and windshield stickers, you get a pad of 120 sanctioned checkpoint rally scoring slips. The whole package is yours for just a buck. That's right, just a dollar for the complete rally kit. To get a kit for your club, mail your dollar to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania. Oh, and by the way, here's a tip. On your next rally, try one of the many fine brands of Pennsylvania motor oil. You may not win, but I'll tell you this, you'll sure finish with a sweeter running engine. Now let's repeat that address for your rally kits. For the complete package of checkpoint signs, windshield stickers, and scoring slips, send $1 to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania. We ran out last year, so send for yours today.
Now, Sport of Speed with David Kennedy, NBC Sports Coordinator.
This is David Kennedy with the Sport of Speed. In the mobile economy run Chrysler Corporation cars, three of them Plymouths, continued to lead in four of the seven classes as 41 entrants completed the economy run's fourth leg last night in Omaha, Nebraska. With 2,119 miles completed, the average gasoline mileage for the cars stood at 20.73. The closest race in the contest is in the medium-price eight-cylinder car class. Marta Retzlaff, a California housewife, driving a Buick LeSabre 400, regained the lead over Stan Raven of Tujunga, California, with an Oldsmobile Delmont 88. Mrs. Retzlaff has an average of 19.28 miles per gallon to Raymond's average of 19.24. Pretty close. It was announced yesterday that Jim McElree, third last year, and Bobby Grimm, the only successful driver in a front-engine car last year, will have new machines for this year's Indianapolis 500. McElree will drive a Ford-powered rear-engine car for John Zink, and Grimm will switch to the rear engine this year and drive for Racing Associates, Inc. of Indianapolis. McElree, you will recall, finished as runner-up to Mario Andretti for the 1966 USAC National Driving title. The Automobile Competition Committee of the United States announced yesterday some changes in its 1967 schedule. ACUS, the governing body for United States racing, set aside October 6, 1968 for the Grand Prix of the United States, the Watkins Glen, New York race that counts toward the World Championship. The two endurance races scheduled for 1968 were the Daytona 24-Hour Continental on February 3rd and 4th and the Sebring 12-Hour race on March 23rd. A race for prototype sports cars was scheduled for Watkins Glen on June 6th and 7th. It would be the third such United States race counting towards the International Manufacturers Championship and would replace the Bridgehampton Long Island Double 500. The Paul Revere 250 was added to the schedule for this year. The race, featuring Trans-American Sedan Championship-type cars, but not counting toward that title, will be held at midnight, July 3rd. That's right, midnight, July 3rd, in connection with the Firecracker 400 at Daytona Beach, Florida. This is David Kennedy for the Sport of Speed.
Sport of Speed, brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania Motor Oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania Motor Oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
Monitor will update late-breaking developments in the Sport of Speed this weekend with another report tomorrow. The swinging season is here, and so is the first portable color TV from RCA Victor. New radios, too. Table models, clocks, and portables. Perfect for gift-giving. See the new solid-state swing-line portable stereo. Speakers swing out, turntable swings down. Or make your own swinging sounds on a new RCA Victor tape recorder.
You have a happy swinging season with the smart device that are buying season from RCA Victor. RCA.
Enjoy the swinging season. See your RCA Victor dealer now. And at almost 17 minutes past the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of the beloved Herring Maven.
A worried and consigned mother wrote me recently that she was worried and consigned. Her son Marvin, an Ivy League chap, had written home that he was lonely and troubled and homesick, and also he didn't feel so good. What could a mother do? Well, I replied in answer, what your Ivy League needs is a reminder of a mother's love and warmth. Send him herring every week. Delicious Vita herring fillets and cream sauce. Tangy Vita herring party snacks and wine sauce. And send it in a plain brown wrapper. The other boy shouldn't see it and playfully throw it down the stairs. For his birthday, you could send him a jar of Vita old-fashioned pickled schmaltz herring. He should be reminded he may be a smart chap, your Marvin, but he's still your little boy. And if he doesn't like herring, what kind of fancy stuff are they teaching you at college? It's costing you an arm and a leg.
The beloved Herring Maven has been brought to you by Vita Foods, who say, make your day a little bit brighter, eat a little pickled herring by Vita.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
George Skinner once again, and we'd like to take a moment on monitor now to salute one of the great men in popular American music, Paul Whiteman. Last night in New Hope, Pennsylvania, where Mr. Whiteman lives, there was a celebration of his 77th birthday as well as the 50th anniversary of the founding of his famous symphonic jazz band. All of us at Monitor would like to extend our heartiest congratulations and best wishes for many more happy years to the king of jazz, Paul Whiteman. Monitor continues now with music from Julie Andrews, music which almost typifies the era in which Mr. Whiteman reigned supreme.
There are those, I suppose, think we're mad. Heaven knows the world has gone to rack and to ruin. What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable, they think he's odd and common and deplorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, said Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow. Now it's quite permissible. Goodbye, good booty girl, I'm taking an how. So beat the drum, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie now.
By DuPont, a man's way to stay neat with style presents Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage, star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. We'll hear from Bob Newhart in 1 minute.
Weather so hot, you want to holler? Easy look like $1 million. Wear a suit that's made with Dacron. The only way to keep your cool, man. Goodbye, wrinkle, Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man. Fabric is right up to the minute. When a suit has Dacron in it, name your style and pick your brand. The choice is best in all the land. Goodbye, wrinkle, Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, Dacron polyester, man. Boy, DuPont.
See fine-tailored tempo elegante suits with Dacron at your favorite store now. And now, front and center in Monitor on Stage, Bob Newhart.
We are in the process of buying a home. And you deal, when you buy a home, you deal with realtors, you see. Now, realtors are people who did not make it as used car salesmen, you see. You see the ads, and you say, honey, this is our dream house. Then you go out to it, you see, and you meet the realtor. And he comes on like this. Well, hi there. Well, here she is. Boy, somebody's going to steal this little beauty, you know? I'm not supposed to tell you this, but this baby is priced way below the market. Way below. Is this the wife, is it? How do you do? Breck Snyder. John Breck Snyder. Oh, look at that. Is that the little baby? How old? 14 months, huh? Boy, she's gonna break a lot of hearts when she gets older. little boy, is it? All right. Wonderful. You always hate to get in the first haircut, don't you? Well, there she is. Boy, is that a beauty? Hmm? Yeah, there she is. This is what we call rustic. Hmm? This is kind of your rustic home. Well, of course, that's a question of semantics. You know, when does it quit becoming rustic and start becoming ramshackle? You know, it's a wonderful family home, though. It's got seven bedrooms and one bath. Anyone with any imagination or happens to own a contracting business could just do wonders with this house. Yeah, this is three-quarters of an acre. Mm-hmm. Well, come over the cliff here. Let me show you where your property runs. You see the road way down there? That is all your land, all the way down to the road. Yeah, you saw the ad, did you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, you got the view of the ocean and the view of the valley. It's very, very rare, the ocean view. You want to come over here by the cliff. That's the way. Yeah, you just get down, you see? Now, can you see between the boughs there? There's, you see the ocean? Wait a minute. There it is. You see it that time? People tell me, the people that own this house, they tell me they used to come out here, you know, Sunday afternoon and get down on all fours and crouch and just watch the ocean and all your troubles just seem to float away, you know? Just wonderful. The valley view, yeah. Listen, you want to boost your wife on my shoulders? Let me show you the valley view. Oh, and, pardon? No, the people that lived here before tell me that you can hardly hear anything from the sheet metal plant across the street there. Yeah, they hardly even knew it was here. Folks, I didn't explain about the kitchen. Folks.
Monitor on Stage will feature more of Bob Newhart later today. And now, a word about Tempo Elegante suits with Dacron. Tempo announces a marriage of fashion and function. The Elegante suit that looks like silk but refuses to wrinkle. A cool blend of press-holding Dacron polyester with lustrous mohair does it. Tempo Elegante has a rakish cut, too, and comes in great colors. Remember, Tempo Elegante for a suit that looks like silk, but that doesn't look like it just came out of a suitcase, thanks to Dacron.
When you shop for suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man.
Thank you.
That was the music of Walter Wanderley, Amanya, on Monitor, which is your entertainment and information center throughout the nation, every weekend, right here on NBC Radio. And serving a wide area of the Midwest is WHO Des Moines, Iowa. This is George Skinner, and we'll all be back shortly. Driving this weekend, take Monitor with you on the NBC Radio Network.
Hi, this is Roy Orbison. Listen, you new veterans, if you have a service-connected disability, you may be eligible for special training. You can take courses in school or college, train on the job or on the farm, or combine school and job training. Details from your VA regional office, okay?
It's All in the Family when Linda Sutter answers the telephone weekdays at 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
And now the news. The New York State Legislature's Joint Committee on Penal Institutions has recommended that courts be authorized to permit convicted defendants to pay fines on the installment plan. The committee report pointed out that many who are fined have to serve out the penalties in jail because they just don't have the cash on hand. Vice President Humphrey had a stormy time of it in Paris on his tour of European capitals, enjoyed a friendly greeting upon his arrival today in Brussels. The South Vietnamese government has proposed a one-day truce on May 23rd, the anniversary of the birth of Buddha, and has asked the North Vietnamese to honor the ceasefire plan. The proposal was made with the approval of the United States and other South Vietnam allies in the war. In the war, North Vietnamese shore batteries hit the U.S. destroyer Turner Joy, the second time a U.S. warship has been hit in 2 days. One crewman was wounded on the Turner Joy. U.S. Air Force and Navy planes carried out 102 missions against North Vietnam. They bombed a steel plant 35 miles from Hanoi for the eighth time. At least 50 people have been killed in the crash of the South Korean Air Force plane at Seoul. The dead included the entire crew of the plane and occupants of ramshackle houses and buildings in the slum district in which the planes crashed. Many others were injured, and the death toll is expected to mount. Negotiations have been resumed between representatives of AFTRA and the Television Radio Network in a new attempt to settle the strike which began March 20th. The talks broke off last Sunday when AFTRA accused the networks of making regressive and insulting offers. Federal mediators called the negotiators together again last night. After talking past midnight, the participants recessed until this morning. In China, communist authorities are calling for a showdown in their furious attack on Chinese President Liu Shaoqi, arch-rival of party chairman Mao Zedong. The present temperature is 45 degrees, and it's partly cloudy. The humidity, 58%.
WNBC-FM, New York.
This is your NBC monitor. This is your NBC monitor.
And helping us check the state of the weekend world in this half hour, Chet Huntley with observations on the Vietnam War, 2 minutes from now. I'm your host, George Skinner, and here's a brand new song from Dean Martin on Monitor 67. Lay some happiness on me.
Lay some happiness on me. Lay some happiness on me, show the brighter side. You'll see no more loneliness to be. Lay some happiness on me.
Spill that cup of trouble and sorrow, sooner the better for you. Fill it up with a happy tomorrow. Got some living to do.
Lay some happiness on me, so the brighter side. You'll see no more lonely. happiness. To me, lay some happiness on me.
Call me up and I'll speak flatter. Honey, let's kiss me too. A good, good lover makes a bad, bad fighter. And I'm not digging on you.
Lay some happiness on me.
Message meant for you.
Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne like nothing else you ever tasted. Nothing else except champagne. So put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne.
Sophisticated? You'll feel that way with champagne. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Tastes like champagne. Buy it wherever beer is sold. Cost just pennies more. Sparkling champagne malt liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. Next on Monitor, Chet Huntley. Brought to you by Great American Insurance Companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Chet Huntley.
This Vietnam War continues to work on us individually and collectively in strange ways. This past week, the nation observed the economist John Kenneth Galbraith, former ambassador to India, one-time stalwart of the Kennedy administration, an undeniable intellectual, declare yet another crusade against the major portion of the American effort and policy in Vietnam. The public might have justifiably asked, what is going on here? More on this in a moment, following this message from Great American Insurance.
Good morning. Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taking your boat out today?
She's a dory.
Oh, taking your dory out today?
Yeah.
With that outboard motor? What if you hit a rock or whale or something?
30 years in these waters. Insured, anyway.
Insured? Who insures boats?
Dory.
Dory. Who insures Dory?
Great American.
Great American. They insured my house. They cover Dory's, too.
Yeah.
For a man, a few words, you've given me a lot of information.
Mister, they insure boats, too. Outboard motors, trailers, equipment, the lot. One premium. Great American. Hometown agents everywhere.
And once again, here is Chet Huntley.
This Vietnam War will have to go into the archives as the strangest war we ever waged. It is a singular war in that it has aroused emotionalism only on one side, only in those who oppose it and our participation in it. Those who support the effort, those who have no objection to it, or those who simply tolerate it as a kind of necessary evil, are uniquely detached. This reporter still insists that much of the reason for all of this lies in the fact that this war did not begin with a blast of bombs falling on a Pearl Harbor, with an open and naked aggression across a 38th parallel, as in Korea, or with an air attack on a Warsaw. Our attitudes toward this war reflect an awesome naivete about the cruelly scientific and calculated perfection of guerrilla warfare. We still overlook the fact that Ho Chi Minh of North Vietnam boasted of how he took the original handbook on guerrilla fighting from Mao Zedong, improved on it, tested his theories against the French and found them to be incredibly effective, exported his rules of guerrilla warfare to Malaya for testing again, this time not so satisfactorily, and exported them yet again to Algeria, where the French were defeated once more. There is yet another bit of naivete in our national makeup. We still have not realized that we are a Pacific power, or an Asian power, if you choose to say it more starkly. Our power and influence do extend out there to some line, and we're not altogether sure where that line is. We could, to be sure, erase that vague line by pulling back perhaps 14 miles beyond Hawaii, leaving an awesome void around Wake, Guam, the Philippines, Japan, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, India, Australia, New Zealand, and Indochina. But we dare not leave that void, not because we want to fill it, but because we don't know who would occupy it in our absence. And it could be filled by forces who would one day be a genuine threat even to our continental shores. There is much more in all of this explaining the actions of Galbraith and the others. This formula, of course, is much too simple. There are other things at work. Mr. Galbraith says the war could ruin the Democratic Party. But to many, his crusade seems to be designed to hasten that day. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
You can hear more of Chet Huntley's observations throughout the weekend on Monitor and also Mondays through Fridays on Emphasis over these same NBC stations.
Mr. Quinn?
Who should I be? And what's it to you?
I'm doing a survey of Cub Cadet owners. You have a 12-horsepower cadet tractor with hydrostatic transmission. Is that right?
And if I do?
You know, we say it's not a toy, but a tractor, built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
If you say so.
And how it zips through all your chores? Mowing, towing, clearing snow, garden work. Leaves you all that extra free time for yourself.
So if it does?
Well, what do you do with that extra time, Mr. Quinn? It leaves you more hours for your hobbies?
And why should you ask?
Just a survey, Mr. Quinn. Forget it. Thanks very much for your time.
Not at all, young man. Just glad I could be of help.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotor mower free. Now, to find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for operator 25. And wherever you are, at home or in your car, you also are on the Monitor beacon.
Do you know what 5.5 million people are going to do this Sunday? Well, Sunday, they're going to meet the new young ball player who makes home run hitting seem easy. He's Mike Epstein, the Bronx-born rookie owned by Baltimore, and he's got the Yankees drooling. Sunday, they're going to read about Claude Roy Kirk, the unpredictable governor of Florida, who no one really understands, especially his ex-wife, who has divorced him twice. Sunday, they'll learn about the super revenuer, the new computer system now being used to check your federal income tax. You can argue with a human tax checker, but what do you tell a computer? This Sunday, for only 20 cents, they'll also find out what's happening in the world, on Broadway, in fashion, in the city, and in sports. Sunday, they're going to buy America's most popular newspaper, the New York Sunday News.
The Come Alive sound on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
It's 15 minutes before the hour. This is Monitor. I'm George Skinner.
Today's special concert of the Wynn Oil Company Chorale, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, features the celebrated dramatic soprano, Mrs. Miller. Now, Mr. Keenan Wynn.
Wynn!
Thank you. On behalf of Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and all the products made to keep your car going strong by the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related, I take pride in presenting the inimitable, the incomparable, the magnificent voice of Mrs. Miller.
Wynn, 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 Wynn. Azusa, Azusa, California. So keep your car going strong, capital of the world.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Wynn.
Yes?
I should like to dedicate my next selection to your wonderful relative in Azusa.
Oh, no!
Azusa!
Monitor music now. I'll say goodbye. Jimmy Rogers sings. It's his newest.
I'll say goodbye. Now that the winter's coming on, I'll say goodbye. I'm not the first man or the last who had a thirst to leave the past. So while the autumn rain is falling, I'll say goodbye. For every star that falls to earth, a new one grows. For every dream that fades away, a new one grows. When things are not what they would seem, you must keep following the dream. While my heart is still believing, I'll say goodbye. Bird, he will not sing. I can't be caged in by a ring. So while the chilly wind is blowing, I'll say goodbye. So as the winter says hello, I'll say goodbye. I never ever did like snow. I'll say goodbye. I'm just a man and nothing more. In the face of love, I close the door. 'Cause another rose is calling, I'll say goodbye.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best air conditioning. Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
Think about air conditioning your entire house with Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. You'll keep cool and won't have to put up with so much humidity, dust, dirt, and noise. Check with your Bryant dealer for more information on Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. We call it Quiet Line because it really is.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best air conditioning. Bryant owns your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, see the yellow pages for the Bryant dealer nearest you.
Someone has called the six-lane Long Island Expressway in New York State the world's longest parking lot. And there are other candidates for this dubious honor around the country. It's one way of describing the horrendous traffic jams that city and suburban dwellers continue to face. And is there a solution? Now, Mr. William Alden, who talked with Monitor reporter Tom Reardon, seems to think he has one.
Mr. Alden, how can we cut down on the number of cars in the city today?
Well, you have to provide a method of transportation that is more appealing than the auto. You have to beat the auto at its own game, namely give people all of the privacy, convenience, and mobility that they presently get, but give them a lot more besides.
Now, you've come up with such a system. What is it?
Well, our system is called the Alden Star Car System. The word Star Car stands for Self-Transit Rail and Road Car, and it means that this little electric vehicle about the size of a Volkswagen rides on the regular streets under manual control and battery power to a guideway where it is controlled mechanically and electronically, but goes at 60 miles an hour in a stream of vehicles, bumper to bumper almost, so that you get high capacities, and then you stay on the guideway to whatever exit you want, and you get off the exit by simply having pressed a button earlier. It's essentially like an automatic elevator, and then you end up at your destination automatically. You can stay in a garage, which parks it automatically, because these vehicles are rented, or you go onto the street, a short distance, no smog, easy parking, and so on.
Now, would the Alden Star car, as you call it, be an electric car as such?
Yes, it just so happens that it is battery-driven on the street, and then on the guideway, it's driven by third rail power. Therefore, our car is now practical, as is now, and doesn't require any breakthrough in battery technology in order to be practical in the next few years.
Quite obviously, you would have to have a major rail system through the city in order to have this thing practical. Who would pay for this? How much would it cost, and how would it be reimbursed?
Well, the cities would give the right-of-ways and the franchise and would probably have rapid transit municipal tax-free bonds to pay for it. In other words, the public would pay for it through these bonds like turnpikes.
It would be an independent authority then?
Yes. They might give the license to someone to operate it, like a bus company and what have you. It might be privately operated, in other words.
What about the mechanics of it? Will there be access routes nearby to rails? How will one determine whether he'll go by rail or by road?
Well, there will be as many guideways as there are turnpikes and railroads, and because this would go beside existing turnpikes and railroads. We only need 8 feet wide paths to handle a capacity of 10 lanes of freeway traffic because they're bumper to bumper and 60 miles an hour. So that they would be as handy as your turnpike or railroad is to you now. And thus you'd have easy accessibility to the system in anybody for anyone living near the city.
What about the safety, William Alden?
Well, safety is another good byproduct of our system. While you're on the guideway, you're as safe as you are on an automatic elevator or rapid transit because you're completely guided and kept in the track. You can't have a head-on collision. You can't leave the road. You can't bump into the back of another through controls and so forth. And, of course, off the guideway, you're going at a slower speed, and we have built the car so it incorporates the safety features because they're amortized over the long life of this car, namely 500,000 miles. So we can have really far more safety in this than you have in your automobile.
We've been talking with William Alden, a man with an idea for the car of tomorrow that is here today. This is Tom Ridden for Monitor.
People often ask why we print the words champagne of bottle beer on Miller High Life cans. And, well, they might wonder because Miller High Life is famed the world over as the champagne of bottle beer. Actually, only Miller High Life can do it. It was a long time before the same beer you find in the familiar crystal clear bottles could be put in convenient cans. Today, you can pour one glass of Miller High Life beer from a bottle and another from a can and find they taste exactly the same. That's because the brewers of Miller High Life take unusual extra steps to slowly, patiently bring the rarest of natural ingredients to the very peak of perfection, so that every can of Miller High Life is brimful of the champagne of bottle beer. That's why we put the words on the label. That's why Miller High Life in cans is more popular than ever. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Thank you.
Golden Gate Strings on monitor and the tune, I'm a Believer.
Hi-ho, hey, hey, to your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey, hey, to Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey, hey, to Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Before we close this hour of Monitor, let's take a quick look ahead to some of the items scheduled for later today. Actor Ray Milland will reveal his most embarrassing moment on stage, as well as give his views on Hollywood marriages and actors in politics. A group of Missouri high school students will speak out frankly on the war in Vietnam and military service. There'll be a special series of reports on what income taxes are like in other countries. This and more, including such Monitor regulars as Arlene Francis, Hugh Downs, Joe Garagiola, Chet Huntley, the latest news, sports, comedy, and music. So stay with Monitor all day. George Skinner here.
See to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep to for sports and views now. From everywhere. Monitor.
Now the weather, presented by Carrier Air Conditioning, the quiet one. Present temperature, 46 degrees, and it's cloudy. Sunny this afternoon, high in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, low in the upper 30s in the city, and in the 20s in the suburbs. Sunny and mild tomorrow, high in the low 60s. Repeating the present temperature, it's 46 degrees.
It's always good business weather when you let Carrier Air Condition your store, office, or factory. As a quiet, efficient, dependable Carrier unit to fit your exact needs.
Call right now. Call your Carrier dealer. Dial his phone. Make it ring. Get the best in king-size cooling comfort. Carrier Air Conditioning.
Discover why more people put their confidence in Carrier than any other make. Call Climate Systems, Inc., BA56900, for a free home survey and estimate. That's Climate Systems, Incorporated, BA56900. Your experienced Carrier air conditioner dealer.
Although they're bench warmers, Herb Watson and Dom Ferrara score points weeknights at 5 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC New York.